Are we rolling?
Yeah.
Oh, we
are? Welcome back to the Global Diamond Broker Hard Truth Diamond Podcast, episode 97.
This is my half host.
Why am I a half host?
Half because it's 50-50. We go back and forth to who the
No, it's 90%, 10%.
Okay, let's go with 90-10.
Okay.
Anyway.
So don't be mad at me if I don't talk. Okay.
Normally I can't shut you up. So being mad at you not for talking, it's more a something I pray for, I live for. If I could get you to stop hitting me is
that
a big
is
one.
So rude.
Right? It's just the facts, Jack. It's like setting the chairs up so yours is high and mine is super low. Right? Like why? And you adjust it like that every week and then I come in unadjusted.
You know why? So that we're both in frame.
Oh, whatever. Please.
Oh my God, you think everything is about you.
It isn't it? You just told at least 90-10. Anyway, it's a big week for us. We're 2 weeks and we're in Vegas for episode 100. I guess if this is 97, 98, 99. Oh, I guess it is 100 in Vegas. So when I started the whole thing with the podcast, mm-hmm. I planned to be in Las Vegas.
You
on the
did, didn't
episode.
You? I thought so. I thought so.
Just so everybody knows, not really, but Vegas is the biggest gem show in the world. Now, it's going to be, I think, the most interesting show that I've been to in these four decades of going to the second biggest gem show in the world. I wonder if it's the biggest now, where the Hong Kong crowd isn't as eager to be in Hong Kong.
What makes you think it's going to be the most interesting?
Well, there's big news in the diamond industry today, and it's news we talked about. And I used to say it like this. I used to say De Beers is a dodo bird, right? The mine diamond industry is a dodo bird. And now, you know, and that's not what I hope and pray for. We certainly love to supply our mine diamonds as well as our laboratory created diamonds. And, you know, we are fancy colored diamond specialists.
Experts, if you will.
One of the leading experts, if not the leading expert.
The leading living expert.
Right. Alive. So all I got to do is stay alive to hold that title. And so here's the thing. De Beers is on the auction block. Now, a lot of young people listen to our podcast, so I want you to Google De Beers and the story of De Beers and the fact that De Beers was started in the late 1800s by a fellow by the name of Cecil Rhodes. So if you've ever heard of the Rhodes Scholars, that's the scholarship by this fellow who started the De Beers Diamond Corporation and was masterful at putting together a business that was monopolistic in its global approach to the industry and really took over the industry and really even today still runs the industry. However, there's been a lot of change, as you know, in the industry. You seem very solemn today.
Oh my God, I'm listening. Yeah, I'm so sad about De Beers.
Right?
The saddest.
And so there's some interesting things going on. Please Google this stuff. Whenever we talk about it, I think I found it so interesting that after 100, I believe De Beers has been a corporation for 136 years. So they're not new on the block. But they're new on the auction block or the sale block.
So their parent company is Anglo-American.
Anglo-American bought De Beers from the... That's a very good question.
Well, it wasn't a question. It was a statement.
Bought, how about observation? It's a very good observation.
Okay.
But Anglo-American bought De Beers in 2011 for... $11 billion, and you fast forward these 13 or 14 years, and De Beers is back on the block, and they're only asking $7.9
billion. Ooh.
And so far, they haven't gotten
low
it.
Ball.
But why do you think that is? You know, and it's funny because they dance around this. Everywhere we look at numbers for De Beers, when we talk about this, look, We hate to bring it up again, but laboratory-grown diamonds, as like we said it would when this whole thing started,
has decimated the mined diamond industry.
I mean, for ethical and environmental and economic reasons, people, the millennials, are moving to mined, are to laboratory.
It's interesting, though, because, yes, while the Gen Zers are the ones to advocate for lab-grown diamonds, it also seems like the mature, educated diamond owner also chooses lab-created diamonds.
That's right.
Sorry, just had to
get that in there. My client, who...
Like people Colin's age, you know?
My client... who I've done the rings. Now, this is based on the beauty of our diamonds. And, you know, most people, when they go looking for diamonds, want beauty. And this is what I provided for 40 years in the industry. So clients that I just met with this morning have switched from mined diamonds to laboratory-created diamonds after I made their engagement ring 25 years
ago.
That's
so crazy.
But I've also made engagement rings for their two children. And here's what they say everywhere they go. No matter where my mom went, it was always the prettiest diamond in the room. And now my fiance, one's married now, so it's fiance wife, hers is the prettiest diamond wherever they go. And I'll tell you what, at the end of the day, whether it comes out of a mine or out of a laboratory, beauty is what this is all about. And today, it's a very simple technical calculation. And, you know, you hear me rant on about the colors and all that. Anyway, I digress. So, we're in a situation where this company that started it all is up for sale. They referred to it, and of course I've read 7 or 8 articles about it already this morning and talked to friends of mine in everywhere from London, England, in the head office. I've employed De Beers 20-year veterans in some of my companies. And it's interesting because I think everybody's kind of shell-shocked to see what's going to happen. The future of mining is not a bright future. I mean, all you have to do is watch TV nowadays or listen to any of the protests about, you know, the environment and the world. And
see the ethics of it.
Right? Like, it's just so fascinating. But
so was that the answer to my question about what you are going to find interesting about JCK? Are the big boots in the lab-grown diamond industry...
I think,
and
you know...
The grimness of... Is grimness a word?
Yeah, grimness is a good word, because it was grim last year for the mine diamond
industry. Well, just
imagine
what it's going to be like this year.
That's what I'm talking about. Know? Like, it's got to be... I mean, I get anxiety from it, and just thinking about the deep, deep changes in the industry and where it could possibly end up. I mean, what will De Beers sell for? Well, we know why. It's interesting. Why is it worth billions less? And look, this isn't $1 billion or $2 billion. It's billions less than it sold it for in 2011. And we know the answer. It's laboratory-created diamonds has decimated this industry. And really, it's not getting better. The growth in the laboratory side of the industry, I mean, we know ourselves. We get calls every day from all over the world, people looking for our diamonds. And laboratory-grown is, I'm going to say, we get asked for that 8 out of 10 times now.
Honestly, I was going to say a little bit more.
Really? Yeah.
Like
so there you go.
10.
I mean, it's the world has changed this much. And so... So, yeah, it's interesting to see what's going to happen. It's such an interesting time in the diamond business.
So
interesting.
We haven't
been cute and funny yet, though. So try to be cute and funny for a little bit.
Well, I am cute.
Just so we have something for the little trailer for the...
Okay. Well, you can't tell me to be cute and funny. It's just going to happen naturally, you know?
So what can we talk about now? Because it's a little bit depressing subject.
Yeah.
For me. I mean, I've spent my life in this industry, and to know that De Beers has suffered so greatly, I mean, this legendary, iconic, look, they got accused of doing some bad things, and that's most businesses that grow the way they did do, but they did their best to clean things up. Now it's starting to look like they get cleaned out. And Here's the one for me is De Beers has now dropped, now that they're on the block, the price of laboratory-created diamonds that they produce, and which I find, again, fascinating. And they have to be doing it to inspire the mine side of the business, because it's a mine side of the business that they want to sell. And who's buying mines nowadays? And, you know, I heard one of my, someone I really adore from Leibisch & Co., you know, where I have a very close friend now for 30 years, who are probably the biggest retailer of natural fancy colored diamonds in the world.
And do you think there's still a threat for them?
Leibisch from the company, the father who started the whole thing, is talking about the fact that what he would like to see is a luxury brand like LVMH, and you've heard us talk about LVMH a lot, take it over. But LVMH has been spending their money on laboratory-created diamonds and trying, or if they do it, it's going to happen, to make it a luxury product. So it's
You know how Pandora, the largest jeweler in the world, only sells laboratory-created diamonds?
Yes.
Do you think other brands like LVMH can play both roles in both lab-grown and mined? Or do you see them being a company that can only do one?
What a really good question. You've got good questions today. It's only taken 100 episodes for you to get some.
97, actually. but you know what I mean?
Oh, I agree with you 100%. Like, could they ride both horses?
And, yeah, that's a good analogy.
And I think, I think that that's what you're going to see. I mean, we do it to a certain degree. We would like to see more calls for mined diamonds.
But we just don't get them.
And the problem, they have, there's so many problems for the consumer with mined diamonds nowadays. I mean, transparency of information is one of the big ones. I mean, romancing the stone because it was in the earth for a billion years. And
when it takes the same amount of time
Exactly, it just, that it sat there. And, you know, the problems with comments as diamond destroyers that are in the mined diamond side of the industry. And it's quite fascinating, really. And so, anyway, I found this out this morning. I've been doing the research on it. And, yeah, it's for real. De Beers is on the auction block. Who's going to buy them? We don't know. So what else is going on?
Did you see the article?
We'll be talking about this one, not to interrupt you. We'll be talking about, but I did? Yeah. Is that what you said?
You always interrupt me.
That's really not true. You just feel sorry for yourself.
Anyways, did you see the article talking about De Beers lowering their Lightbox jewelry collection?
Yes.
What do you think about it?
I already talked about it.
Not really.
Did you miss that?
You didn't specify Lightbox.
Well, here's what I think about it. I think, what I think is, I always think the long game, right? Like, why would De Beers do it now? And they're doing it to enhance the appeal of mined diamonds for someone that would buy their friggin' company. And it, from 11 to 7.9 and it's not selling is...
Well, they've dropped their 1-carat lab created diamonds from 800 to 500.
Right.
And they also have different tiers. So they have
the yucky colors.
The yucky, the gross, and then the decent ones.
Because I always say to people, you can't IJ is a joke. And so even in their lab grown diamonds, De Beers sells IJ at a very strong
discount.
But like
what's the point? Well, you must have said, what the point?
Well, the point is they're cheaper diamonds because they're not as beautiful.
I know. I'm saying, like, who wants those diamonds?
And then you go at the other end, and from 500, it's three times the price at 1500 for a lab-grown 1-carater. I mean, it's just crazy. Crazy. The business is crazy right now. It just got a lot more crazy. I'm excited to be in Vegas and to go see what's going on there because it's going to be crazy, much less your behavior, which we can, you know. Judy comes home from Vegas and really has no memory of ever being there. If she didn't have a plane ticket stub, she would.
In my defense, my memory's already really bad. So,
well, if you drink as much as you do, yes, your memory's really
bad. We're usually one for one for drinks, so don't talk to me about. Anyways, what are we going to be doing in Vegas? What are we going to be seeing? What vendors are we going to be looking at?
Well, we're looking at technology.
Technology.
I mean, we're looking at
say.
Technology to advance our own core business, right?
Because we're so freaking busy.
We're so busy. We've hit a niche that people seem to love, and it's the world's most beautiful diamonds.
At prices and that defy comparison.
Isn't that what luxury is? Mm-hmm. Isn't the world's most beautiful diamonds what the ultimate luxury
you'd
is?
You'd think.
And yet, you know, the industry preys on ignorance. It's like Tiffany, and I'm sorry to pick on Tiffany. Look, they're a great brand. They have great designs. But why are they selling J-colored diamonds?
Why are they selling D to J-colored diamonds?
Oh, yeah, that's right. The luxury lottery,
like,
I call it.
You know?
It's crazy. Anyway, so that's what's going on. We're here. We're adjusting to a whole new world in the diamond industry, just like consumers are. We're trying to do our homework and find out exactly what's going on. And, you know, I hate to say it, but I think if one of my offspring were getting engaged today.
Why do you hate to say it?
Well, because I'm a traditionalist. I've been in the business a long time. If someone told me I would even broker a laboratory created diamond 3 years ago, I would have said they were crazy.
And
but
then
today it's the
you got to focus on the today though.
Yeah, and the growth is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Okay, and here can I just say one more thing?
I guess
if some jeweler tells you that there's some sort of inherent value in a diamond because it came out of a mine, today, more than ever, that's one of the biggest lies
run
it could
away.
Possibly be.
If a jeweler tells you anything, whether it's a mined or a lab-created diamond, that they are some type of financial investment, run away, because it's not.
Run away.
Run away. Run away and come to us.
Run away. Isn't there a song called Run Away?
We're not anyway, singing today, okay?
We're not singing? No,
no
singing?
We're not singing.
Anyway, so there's where we're at. We're getting ready for Vegas. It's an unusual day in the diamond world. Mm-hmm. Knowing that this is going on, I it shocks me the billions that the company's been devalued. No
I don't think
what,
people
you know,
understand the magnitude of billions. Sorry
right?
to interrupt
like,
you.
No, it's not.
It's not millions. It's billions.
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 Of the whole company's devalued because they figured out how to make these things identical in a laboratory. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. And, you know, I did the post on Humpty Dumpty.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
Humpty Dumpty sat in the wall. Humpty Dumpty has had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men aren't going to be able to put Humpty back together again.
Humpty is the mine diamond industry.
Decline, decline, decline. What?
I said Humpty is the mine diamond industry.
Oh, so you're explaining my, I think they got that.
You think they got it?
Yeah, I think a four-year-old would get that. And enjoy the Humpty Dumpty story as well.
Okay, anyways, you guys, I think that's all from us.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a shocking week for us. It's a shocking development, and I think prepare to be shocked further. I think that there's more to come on this. I think that they've been holding back the truth of the information, and you know, it's always these old guys that are out there saying all these great ideas for the mine diamond industry. I just think of Martin Rappaport saying how much he hates millennials. It's a tough bell to unring. Look, take care. Thanks for being here with us today. Today was more a knowledge day than a fun day, but those are important as well here at the Hard Truth Diamond Podcast.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.